with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Students' organization NANSO has voiced concern over being left out of the new task force on free public tertiary education. NANSO President Dorothea Nangolo called on the government to review the task force's composition.
Students are not included in this task force, which does not make sense because the task force deals with free tertiary education and the recipients of this free tertiary education is students. So essentially, students would know how they want free tertiary education to look like in this country and what they are willing to compromise on. And what I mean by what they are willing to compromise on is when you craft a policy in around free tertiary education, there's always going to be a compromise because it cannot be entirely free. Obviously, NSFAF's functions will no longer be the same anymore. So the question is, yes, education is free, but where are our students staying? All these things. And these questions will not be answered if students are not sitting on the task force.
National Assembly Speaker Sara Kuongelwa Amadila says Namibia can learn a thing or two from China's success in technology and resource development. Speaking during a meeting with Chinese Ambassador Zhao Weiping, she also commended China's achievements in poverty reduction and tech innovation.
China has interest in our mineral resources demonstrated by Chinese companies that are involved in mining activities in Namibia. And we believe that given the technological capability that China has, it can support in the realization of Namibia's vision to add value to our raw product, including mineral resources, and to develop the full chain of the natural resources to create a different type of industries and optimize job creation and poverty reduction. We think, therefore, that this should be an aspect that should receive priority in the cooperation between China and Namibia.
China's ambassador, in turn, pledged continued support to Namibia and encouraged stronger collaboration in trade, investment and innovation. Mahike Governor Pio Nganate, who's the only regional governor reappointed to his post, says the country's newly appointed governors are ready to implement the upcoming National Development Plan 6. Nganate reaffirmed commitment to aligning with President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's directives to drive development across all regions.
The NDP 6 will contain the 8 priorities that the president has set herself, amongst them education, agriculture, sports, and those are the things that we want to see implemented. In my region, we submitted a list of all the 7 constituencies where sport facilities will be put up, and as of now, we requested to put 2 more for now for immediate implementation for the budget year 2025-2026.
Also, on the level of health, we are also now cooperating with 4 hospitals in Germany, and a container will be soon on its way to Omaheke to equip our hospitals.
Passenger volumes remain high at OR Tambo International Airport, but queues are moving steadily. Airports Company South Africa says the long lines are due to operational issues at the airport only. Spokesperson Thea Govindsamy explains.
Travelers are advised to continue arriving at the airport at least 2 hours before departure for domestic flights and 3 hours for international flights. This is to allow adequate time for processing.
And finally, the Namibia Rugby Union on Tuesday announced a 28-man squad for the 2025 Rugby Africa Cup, which will take place in Uganda from 8 to 19 July. The tournament is but a stop on Namibia's road to the 2027 World Cup. Speaking at a press briefing in Windhoek, NRU President Petri Theron said, "This is the team that we pin our hopes on to get us qualified for the World Cup." Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.